Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, text number 11 and 12. So maybe we'll just read 11 together. Satsangan Mukta Dushango Hatung Notsahate Buddha Kirtyamanam Nyaso Yasa Sakrit Akarnya Rochanam Satsangam Mukta Dushango Hatun No Sahate Buddha. Kirtyamanam Yaso Yasya Sakrit Akarnya Rochanam Satsangam Mukta Dushango Hatun no sahate Buddha. Kirtyamanam yaso yasya. Sakrit akarnya rochanam. Satsangan mukta dusango. Hatun no sahate Buddha. Kirtyamanam yaso yasya Sakrit akarnya rochanam. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, ready? Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tunayatata Gandhari Dhritaras Trascha Yutsur Gautamo Yama Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tunayatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha Yutsur Gautamo Yama. Go ahead. Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tunayatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha Gautamo Yama Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tunayatata Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tunayatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha Yutsur Gautamaya. Any bhaktas want to try? Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tanayatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha Yutsur Gautamo Yamau. Matichis. Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Taneyatata Maratha Rashascha Yudsuran Naima Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Taneyatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrascha Yitsur Gautamau Yama Subhadra, the sister of Krishna. Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas. Kunti, mother of the Pandavas. Virata Taneya, the daughter of Virata. Uttara, Tata, also, Gandhari, the mother of Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, the father of Duryodhana, Cha, and Yutsu, the son of Dhritarashtra by his Vaisya wife, Gautama, Kripacharya, Yamau, the twin brothers Nakula and Sahadev, Rikadar, Bhima, Cha, and Domya, Domya, Cha, and Striya, also other ladies of the palace, Matsya Satadaya, the daughter of a fisherman, Satyavati, Bhishma's stepmother, Na, could not, Sihire, tolerate, Vimuvianta, almost fainting, Viraham, separation, Saranga, Dhanvana, Shri Krishna who bears a conch in his hand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. At that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadev, Bhimasen, Domya, and Satyavati all nearly fainted, because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. The conditioned soul under the spell of illusory energy forgets the Lord, otherwise he cannot. The feeling of such separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only. After his separation from Vrindavan, from the innocent rural cowherd boys, girls, ladies, and others, they all felt shock throughout their lives. And the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. Once they met at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, and the feeling which was expressed by them is heart-rending. There is, of course, a difference in the qualities of the transcendental devotees of the Lord, but none of them who have ever contacted the Lord by direct communion or otherwise can leave him for a moment. That is the attitude of the pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Om Jnanata Manandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukram Kuta Vachalang Pungun Lung Haite Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Shigurum Dinatananam Vanchikapa Tubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These devotees are so attracted to Krishna because he has so many wonderful qualities and opulences. I was reading recently, Prabhupada says in a purport that Krishna has more transcendental qualities than there are atoms in the universe. Imagine that. I mean, how many atoms are in this room? Like, unlimited, right? Imagine the universe. So Krishna is known, therefore, as Achintya, which means he's inconceivable. Everything about Krishna is inconceivable. So he has wonderful, wonderful qualities. And in the Nectar Devotion, it's described that there's one quality that stands above all the other qualities, and that is his compassion. Krishna is very, very compassionate. And his emblem of compassion, or his incarnation that is the most compassionate, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not only Krishna, but he's also Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada mentions in a purport that she is the tender-hearted counterpart of Krishna. So this is why Lord Chaitanya is so compassionate, because it's not just Krishna, who is also very compassionate, but also Srimati Radharani, who is very, very compassionate. So Lord Chaitanya came when, practically speaking, Vaishnavism had been forgotten. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsa yovadu. With the influence of time, eventually this chain, the cyclic succession, it gets lost. So the Lord comes to help us. So he came with many associates, right? Many great devotees. And again, Vaishnavism became very strong. You know, the six Goswamis, and so many great devotees, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramananda Roy, so many great, great Vaishnavas came. But then, again, with the influence of time, the chain also became lost, you know, broken. So then, Lord Krishna, out of his compassion, again, sent so many great Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. So this is his compassion. And Krishna himself comes out of his compassion. But this latest Shaktiveshavatar type of an incarnation, Srila Prabhupada, he was an incredible emblem of compassion. And because of him, now, so many people around the world, millions of people around the world, are getting an opportunity to hear about Krishna. So they're getting this opportunity to surrender to Krishna by this mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Now we've distributed over 500 million books. So people are benefiting from hearing the message of Krishna. And here in the purport, actually I wanted to mention also that there's this quality of compassion, but there's another quality of Krishna that is also stands out, amongst other qualities, and that's his purity. It's described that there's two types of purity. One purity is where one is so pure that he doesn't do anything that's impure. And Krishna himself, he used to do activities that were very pure. For instance, he would rise early. Just like we rise early. So Krishna started that. He rises early. And what does he do? He meditates on himself. We rise early and we meditate on Krishna. And Krishna, he also rises early. You know, whatever great personalities do, the common men follow in the footsteps. So Krishna rises early. He meditates on himself. You know, some people also do that, you know, but this is not the process. We're meant to meditate on Krishna. We rise early and we meditate on Krishna. In this way we get purified, especially by this chanting of Hare Krishna. So that's one thing. Whatever he does is pure. You know, just like he would also do yajnas, he would do sacrifices. You know, and so many things. He would do so many things that are beneficial for the living entities and other devotees. They would learn. They would do these things that Krishna's doing. So another thing is that whatever he speaks is also purifying. Anybody that comes in contact with Krishna gets purified. People chant the names of Krishna, they get purified. The name of Krishna, Krishna are non-different. So people get purified. And this is the recommended process in this age for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Of course, it has to be done very attentively. We've heard this statement by Prabhupada that if we follow the four regular principles and we chant 16 rounds a day, then at the end of this life, we'll go back to Godhead. But the chanting has to be done with quality. It's not that we can just chant, you know, inattentive rounds and then we're gonna make it. Yeah. No, we have to chant very attentive rounds. Yeah. This is where the devotion is. If we're chanting and we're just all over the place, our mind is just all over the place, then how can we go back to the spiritual world? We've got to be absorbed in Krishna. And the best example I've heard of this is, imagine there's a lady with a child. And the child gets sick. You know, maybe a five-year-old child. So the mother takes the child to the doctor. And the doctor is very nice to the child. He pats it on the head and gives it the little sweets and smiles at it. He does a checkup on the child. But then he goes to the mother and is more serious. Okay, this is the problem. And this is what you have to do. This is the medicine you have to give to the child 3 times a day. Make sure you do it, and then the child will be okay. So the doctor is compared to the guru. The mother is compared to the intelligence. The child is the mind. And the medicine is the holy name. It's like it's very common that a mother tries to give a child some medicine that's kind of bitter. The child doesn't want to take it. I think Prabhupada even said that his mother was trying to give him some medicine, didn't want to take it. It took like five minutes or something to hold him down to get him to take the medicine. Maybe he didn't want to take the medicine. So, and the holy name, that's the medicine. So the mind is like a child. Prabhupada said that. He said just like a little baby, a one-year-old baby, has to be constantly watched. Because whatever it sees, it wants to put it in its mouth. Yeah. It goes into some mischief. Yeah. It has to be watched constantly. Most of us here aren't fathers, so we don't have that experience. Some of the mothers that have children probably had that experience, and they're You know, have to be constantly watched. So the mind is like that. It's just going off and going off. So the intelligence has to keep bringing the mind back. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astram. Tatastato niyam yatat atman yeva samna. From wherever the mind wanders, you know, Krishna knows the mind's going to wander. So he says, from wherever the mind wanders, one must bring it back under the control of the self. So that's the intelligence. We have to nurture our intelligence, and that comes from hearing. Hearing Srila Prabhupada, reading the books, this nurtures our intelligence. Yeah. So that we can bring the mind back. Got to keep bringing the mind back. Yeah. To the holy name. This is the medicine. Yeah. And each time that we hear the holy name attentively, this is like pure drops of medicine that is curing us of this disease. And what is the disease? Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. Many diseases, not just one. And this is the medicine. And if we just hear the holy name, many times Prabhupada said, if you just hear the holy name once, then you become completely purified of all contamination. So to just hear the holy name once, the pure name with pure consciousness, not easy. Yeah. So we have to really, really pray to Krishna to hear the holy name, yeah, attentively. Yeah. Nothing else in the mind. We want to permeate the mind with Krishna. Yeah. And then we get purified. Yeah. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It's nice to hear good instructions again and again and again. And therefore, Prabhupada, again and again and again, he tells us we're not the body. So this statement by Bhakti Tirtha Swami is the best thing I ever heard for chanting attentive japa. When he would chant and he was inattentive, he would stop his japa and he would go back one or two beads just to get back on track. Because the mind, you know, the mind just goes and goes and goes. So this is a good way to, this is a very practical way to bring the mind back to the holy name. You see it go off, stop. You know, back up one or two beads, then go forward again. Checks the mind. Because Krishna says that it's possible to control the mind by constant practice and detachment. Practice and detachment. So we have to detach ourselves from this material world. Become attached to the holy name of Krishna. And we'll get purified. It's like yesterday we heard, you know, we go back, you know, 30 years before we joined, or 40 years, 45 years. Where were we then? Where are we now? Process is working. Even I've seen amazing things happen. Devotees come and they're just some bhaktas come and they're just completely spaced out. And I'm just thinking, how is this person possibly going to make it? You know, we have a good group here. We have 9 bhaktas here. I've been in the movement for 40 years. I've never seen this before. We got 9 nice bhaktas fired up into Krishna. You know, this is so good. So some years ago, there was this one bhakti here that was just like way out there. But he just kept chanting, kept hearing. Now he's a very nice devotee, distributing books, brahmachari, fired up. And I'm just thinking, this process works. You know? It works. You know? We just stick to it. Keep hearing, chanting, serving. We're going to get purified. We're going to come out of this spell. As Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, we're going to come out of this spell of material energy. And that's actually the purpose of this movement. It's to bring people out of this illusory energy. Kind of snap them out of this spell of material nature. And it's working. You know, this process is working. So many examples. I just read recently, there's this one person. He's a BMX rider. I didn't know what this was until I read this story. Some of you probably know what it is. These guys that ride bikes, they're professional bike riders. They do all kinds of stunts. And there's this one, he's like one of the top in the world. And somehow, in his travels, he was so good that he was traveling around the world and doing advertisements for companies and stuff. But somehow, in his travels, he started thinking that everybody is one. Everybody, you know, in one sense, everybody is one. Everybody is spirit. And there's this, so he was looking into spiritual life. And while he was in India, in New Delhi, at one motel, he found a Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And he was so impressed. He read it twice, cover to cover. And from that he was convinced Krishna is God. And now he does all these videos. You know, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are watching these videos of his stunts. And in the video, he has Prabhupada speaking. You know, in the video. You know, and deities in the temple, of the different temples like Krishna Balaram. He's got so much of a message of Krishna in these videos. And now he got 70,000 people writing him. Inquiring, hey, what's this all about? You know, who's this Krishna? You know, can you tell us some more? And one person wrote, it's so nice because other guys, they just do all the tricks, but you're giving us a spiritual message. Thank you so much. So he was overwhelmed. He's so happy that people are now getting Prabhupada's books. They're finding out, you know, about the Bhagavad Gita. And this person, Jai Chaiti, what's his name? Devotee? On YouTube. Chaiti, somebody probably knows. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's got over 3 billion people. I met him here recently. 3 billion people hitting on his Facebook page. What's his name? Jai Chaiti. That's his karmic name. I don't remember his spiritual name. And he said, people are writing to him and asking, what is your favorite book? Because in many of his things, he mentioned that he reads a lot of books. And he says, Bhagavad Gita. He said over 10,000 people have gotten Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita from his going on this Facebook, doing all this. He has nice messages, you know, from Prabhupada's books and everything. So, wow. What a great way to spread Krishna consciousness. So this internet, it's great. There's one devotee in Russia who's a doctor, and he goes in the internet and he's preaching about health and psychology. And this devotee, he has made more devotees than anybody in the movement. Thousands of devotees. And when he chants japa, he's praying to Krishna, Krishna, please, please help me to make more devotees. He's just focused on making more devotees. And this is why. Man proposes, God disposes. He's making so many devotees from this internet preaching. So it's fantastic. So in so many ways, people are coming out of the spell of Maya. Just like this Ananda Kirtan Prabhu. You'd be amazed how he became a devotee. He was walking down the street. He found a book on the floor. He thought, oh, that looks interesting. Picked it up, read it, convinced Krishna's God. Somehow he was here in Venice Beach, you know, wandering around. He sees Banabhatta, and Banabhatta tells him there's a temple here. He says, oh, wow, I'd like to go to the temple. So he came. And for some reason, the bhakti leader wouldn't let him join the bhakti program. So he was just like kind of hanging around until Krishna allowed him to go into the bhakti program. And then when the bhakti leader changed, then he was able to come join the bhakti program. So then he's out preaching, and he gives a book. Actually, he was preaching. He was distributing books at Venice Beach also, and he sees Srinitai out on the beach doing his meditation. Didn't know anything about Krishna. He's just doing some meditation. And Ananda Kirtan sees, oh, this person would be good for getting one of Prabhupada's books. So he lets him finish his meditation. And he says, hey, I have this nice book, Yoga, Meditation, Higher Consciousness. I think you'd appreciate it. He says, oh, yeah, I'd love it. Didn't have any money. All he had was a sack of clothes. So he said, well, I don't have any money. Can I give you this sack of clothes? Said, all right. So he gave the sack of his old clothes. Anyway, it's something. Maybe they were able to utilize it. So then he becomes a devotee. He's now in Denver, distributing books in Denver. Srinitai, he's distributing books up in Washington. And he sees Devavrata at a university. And Devavrata, I don't know what his name was before, but anyway, he was Davis. He was searching, wanted to know more about life, spirituality, gets a book, convinced, becomes a devotee. Think Bhagavad Gita. So then Devavrata Prabhu, he's out distributing books, and he sees our Bhakta Brad here at a university. He says, oh, this person looks like a ripe case here for Krishna consciousness. So he gets a book, and now here we have, he's one of our best mridanga players now. He's only been playing mridanga for 2 months. I've been playing mridanga for 36 years, and he's already better than I am. And he'll be out there distributing books too. But how did all this happen? These four devotees, a book laying on the ground. Yeah. Someone might say, well, so much for that book. No. So we just got to get the books out there. Just get the books out there. And the books have a way to go to the person that Krishna wants the book to go to. Yeah. Just have to keep pouring the books out. And people are, they're snapping out of it. They're coming out of this spell of the illusory energy. I was talking to Savas Prabhu and his brother Nakatma. And Savas Prabhu was here with his brother, or no, they were in Denver, they were working, and they got a Krishna book. Vyapi, his elder brother. And Nakatma, he's in Chicago, and he gets a Krishna book also. I mean, both Krishna books, right? He's in Chicago, he gets a book also. Neither one of them know that each and they got this book by Prabhupada. He comes to Denver, and Savas and Vyapi tell him, hey, you know, there's a Christian temple there in Denver, and Nakatma decides to go and check it out. Hey, he comes back and tells his brother, hey, this is good. Yeah, all right, well, let's go check it out. All three of them became devotees. Yeah. Is there any other instance of three brothers becoming devotees? Do you know of any, Savas? Is there? Is there any other instance where brothers became three of them? Oh, yeah? Anyway, maybe one of two. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's pretty rare, huh? And they're all, you know, they've been devotees for like 45 years now. You know, devotees come and go. You know, but they stuck it out 45 years, still going strong, you know. So that's good. Archita Prabhu, he's walking down the street, New York City. He sees Devamrita Swami with a book table. All right, what's this all about? He asks Devamrita Swami. And he tells him what Krishna's about, gets a book. Yeah. Comes out of the spell of Maya. I got a book in a library in Key West, Florida. It was recommended from Baba Ram Das. So I checked it out, read it. That's it. This is it. This is the highest. Yeah. 2 weeks later, I'm at the temple in Miami doing seva. So these books, they pull people out of this spell of Maya. Yeah. And this is our main thing. Sarva Sukhino Bhavantu, our mission is to help everybody become happy. Nice mission, isn't it? And these books do that. These books do that. Yeah. Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. We chant Hare Krishna, we'll become happy. We hear about Krishna, we'll become happy, we'll become satisfied. This is the result of coming in contact with Krishna. In any way they come in contact with Krishna, they get purified, prasadam. Whenever anybody would come to see Prabhupada, he would make sure everybody gets prasadam. There was one instance where Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and one guest had come, and Prabhupada was preaching to him. And then some other devotees came, and Prabhupada was talking to them, and while Prabhupada was talking to the other devotees, this man had left. And Prabhupada noticed he left, so he told Vidyananda Maharaj, take some prasadam, run, find that person, make sure he gets prasadam. Now the person had probably been left. He had left for, maybe 5 minutes or so. But Prabhupada was so concerned, everybody gets prasadam. So it's so important also, people get purified, taking prasadam, hearing the holy name, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said they just see devotees and they get purified. Or to speak of Prabhupada, so many people came in contact with Prabhupada. Surapabhu heard Prabhupada speaking at some program. And after hearing Prabhupada speak, first time, this is my guru. This is my guru. Just hearing Prabhupada once, that's it. Yeah. Out of the spell. So this is the potency of a pure devotee. Yeah. It's the potency of Krishna. People come in contact with Krishna, come in contact with a pure devotee. There was one person, he was the son of a Baptist minister. He got a BTG. Took it home, he's reading it. His mom sees that he's reading this magazine. She asks him, so what is this? He shows it to her. Back to God. What, you can't read this? This is from some cult. You can't read this. He took it away, never saw it again. So then he's out and he sees another devotee. And he gets signs of self-realization. And he wants to read it, but he makes sure mom and dad don't see it. So he's hiding the book. He reads this Science of Self-Realization. He becomes a devotee. Now his father is a big, big-time Baptist preacher. He finds out that his devotee had become a Hare Krishna, that his son had become a Hare Krishna. So he calls him. Somebody gets in contact with the temple and he calls him and says, Son, you're a Christian. How can you become a Hare Krishna? He said, Dad, for the first time in my life, now I'm feeling some love for God. And his father said, well, very good. Then continue on. I hope you have all success in your journey. He had some integrity, you know. He made a lot of devotees. I can't remember his name, you know. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he made a lot of devotees. You know, he was from a preacher family, so he became a good preacher in Christian consciousness, made so many devotees. Starts with an S. His name starts with an S. Back in the 70s, he made so many devotees. Anyway, can't remember. So, any questions or comments? Or corrections? Okay, it's about time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.